Hi, Dan. How are you today?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm very good, enjoying a sunny Wednesday down in Florida.
Oh, wow. You had to rub it in, didn't you?
I mean, it just makes it feel a little bit better, you know?
Well, that's good. At least I know you feel a little better. I'm in Tennessee myself, broke down, so.
You're broke down in
Well,
Tennessee?
yeah, I just did all the transmission work on this thing about 8 9 months ago, and apparently they got bad metal and they got recalls on the parts that they use.
Oh no, that
So
sucks.
I've been going back and forth with them this morning trying to. Oh well, what's up?
Well, I was just calling. So we want to do a termite inspection, and I was trying to set it up for Sunday, but they don't work on Sundays. So I was going to
Okay.
see if you were going to be home Saturday afternoon, if I could send them over late in the afternoon. But is your
Can
truck
we?
broken down?
Well, that's going to be the stick. Can we make it? I can give you a call. I'm going to try to get it now. We're trying to work it out. I'll have to wait here. I'm going to switch out in our drive. I'm going to try to get the truck back so I can pull it apart. So can we do anything Monday? Would that
Let's
be
see if
better?
we
Because
can.
if I can, I can give you a call Friday evening and let you know for sure. Or Friday afternoon, I guess. I don't want to go in the evening or mess with your weekend. But I should, if this works out like I'm planning here now, I don't know if it's going to or not, but I should be back Monday morning.
Okay, so we're postponing all of the weekend, including Sunday, hopefully to Monday. Is that the plan?
Yeah, everything we can do, we'll just do it all one shot Monday if you can.
Okay, yeah,
And
let
that
me see if
way,
I can
and if
work
I
that
got to
out.
put this in the shop and whatever, if I got to pull this apart, because I'm not going to be able to do this myself this time. I just got to get all this stuff straight with the house. So, whatever they're going to do to cover this, I got to figure it out.
Well,
So,
I'm sorry
and I
that's
don't want
going
to hold you
on.
guys up.
I know you have so
Huh?
much going on. I said, I'm sorry that's going on. I know you already have so much going on.
It's just nature of this business. There's always something going on with this stuff. But my daughter, supposedly the infection's going down now, and with
Good.
any luck, they'll be sending her home tomorrow afternoon, maybe.
Okay.
So hopefully that'll be it. And then she's talking about they're probably going to have to go to Indiana. I'm like, well, right now you need to get yourself straight and stop worrying about, some kind of specialist or something. Apparently her mother-in-law knows out there. I don't know their family thing. I don't know what's going on with them. The kids are driving me
Wow.
crazy.
Yeah.
But the infections, they said that's calmed down now. But what really the problem is, and it's just like I said, is that stuff sleeping in the hallway in a hospital with all these different people running past you in the hallway is not helping you none.
No, not at all. It'd be
So
better
I'm
to be in
still a
your own
little,
bed.
I'm just, so. Oh well, life's good.
Still
So you're
alive,
in
still
Florida?
breathing. Yeah, I'm in Florida.
What part? Because I was just down there last week.
I live in the Destin area.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah,
Okay.
it's beautiful over here.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. It's getting crowded down there, though, ain't it?
You know, you're telling me it is.
Yeah.
I actually grew up here, moved away, and just moved back a couple years ago, and it is crazy how much it has changed and how many people can be here in the summertime.
It's you wouldn't have thought, and it's. I tried to stay out of it, but the past couple of weeks I had been going in there just to try to get back to the house to, see what we had to do. And when I came back, I was down last week, and I had to go. I went to Lakeland, and then I had to run over to Plant City. And just trying to get out from Plant City to try to get to the Georgia line was like, it was just unreal. I
Wow.
was like, man, where are all these people come from here all at once down here? And it was the same way. It wasn't as bad the week before, but last week it was just, I don't know where they're all coming from.
I think it's the first week of spring break for some schools.
Yep. And that's what I kept telling myself. I guess I convinced myself that's what it was. But
Yeah.
then I was talking to a couple of friends of mine that have been running down. He's been running down it pretty steady. He said, no, this past year, he said, man, it's just, he said, there's standing room only down here.
Well,
So hopefully it won't outgrow you down there because it's crazy.
I mean, it might. I don't like anything too crowded, honestly.
And that's kind of like where I'm at now with getting out over there. It's just getting too close for me.
Yeah.
You know, outside of just downsizing and going there, it's gotten to be too many people around me.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
And just the stuff of trying to put up a shop and do what I got to do, it just don't work for Dinwiddie County.
Mm. Well, we all got to grow up sometime, right?
Man, it's down. I'm not doing it. I'm 60, but I'm not doing it.
Hey, you're as young as you feel. That's what I always
say. That's right. That's true. That's so true. So,
well, okay,
if you want to go work, if you want, I'll give you a call. How's the? Because we're an hour behind up here, so probably about 1 o'clock, Friday. Will that work?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, if I'm figuring my time right here, I'll be giving you a call about 1 o'clock, and we can know for sure that I'll be there Monday.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you, Dan.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day, and good luck with your truck.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.